Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Gates. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. White moves to third. Gates moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. White scores. Gates moves to third. Dawson moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Ed Lynch now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates scores. Dawson scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. White steals second. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Foster moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. 1 out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Backman moves to third. Gardenhire moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach juggles the ball. That's an error on Wallach. Backman scores. Gardenhire scores. Wilson moves to third. Baylor moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive towards third. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gates moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman now playing left field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie is hit by the pitch. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norman. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. John Stearns now playing third base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Mike Scott now pitching. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon strikes out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Scott. Gates moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster strikes out. one out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.